Early intervention is crucial for good outcomes when it comes to autism, though some insurers balk at the cost. Researchers at the University of Pennsylvania found that kids who went through an expensive, though high-quality program, saw real cost savings over time. For WHYY's Behavioral Health Desk, Anne Hoffman explains.
For years, researchers have speculated that if kids on the autism spectrum got early intervention, they would likely improve so much that they wouldn't need as many services down the line. David Mandel, the director of Penn Center for Mental Health Policy and Services Research, says needing fewer services yields real savings. For families, they avoid co-pays and out-of-pocket costs. For school systems, it costs less money because the students can spend more time in mainstream classrooms. But scientists thought it would take decades to realize these cost savings. Mandel and his team analyzed data from another study in Washington State and found that it didn't take that long.
What our study finds is that within 2 years, high-quality early intervention has returned its investment in that these children are functioning well enough that they don't need many of the expensive services that we often deliver to young children with autism.
When he says high-quality early intervention, he's talking about what's called the Early Start Denver model. It's evidence-based and can make things more expensive when early intervention already costs $40,000 to $80,000 a year. But Mandel says the Denver model isn't widely available, so to fill the gap, he says community-based programs could invest in highly skilled employees to offer it. But that depends on buy-in from early intervention programs and insurance companies. Anne Hoffman, WHYY News.